Hey friend, welcome to Rise and Shine with Emily C. I'm your host. This podcast is all about rising from the ashes of your past trauma so that you can step into motherhood with a fierceness and confidence you didn't know was possible and become a generational game changer. I'm so excited that you've decided to include me on your journey. Together, we're going to rise and shine. Let's go. Hello, hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of Rise and Shine with Emily C. I am so excited to have you here with me today. I'm so thankful that you took some time out of your day to join us. Today, I am speaking with Kimberly Bell. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so what is it that you do? How do you serve people?
Well, my passion is to inspire anyone that I can, but I am a case manager, and I help them navigate resources and help, you know, the family dynamics, regardless of whether they're a single parent home or to a family home, or just grandparents are living in the home. I, you know, just love serving my cases as an individual, as they are, and looking at them as that family unit, and just serving them to the best of my abilities where they are and where they want to be. So I just, you know, I've been doing that for over 15 years, and I love what I do. Yeah, I love, you know, making sure that the resources are appropriate to them, and that they are getting them, and that there's no delay. So, and then I'm a great mother of four adult children and one minor. So I have my hands full.
Yeah. Yeah. Working on top of mamahood is definitely a handful. So you are the author of The Epitome of Kimmy. Can you share a little bit about that?
Well, it's the epitome of Kimmy, but I love that. My memoir is from the beginning to where I'm at now. And it was crazy because I love music. And I was like you at first with the name of it, because it struck me. And when I heard it first through a lyric of a songstress, I was like, what did she say? And I kept rewinding and kept rewinding. And I said, the epitome. And then I Googled it real quick. And I said, oh, the epitome is the essence. And I was like, that is it. So it really captivated my whole story of my memoir of each chapter. I was able to recognize and accept the essence of who I am. Yeah. So.
Oh, wow. So, so what does the subtitle Accept and Embrace It All mean to?
Yeah. It was very hard, but as each chapter, you know, was written, and even in my process of investing in myself and in loving myself and finding my self-worth, I'm beginning to get it, you know, to be consistent about that, and beginning to utilize that more and more, to just accept and embrace, accept things that's beyond my control, accept that, you know, I'm not responsible for anybody else's behavior or actions towards me, but I am responsible how I respond and and what I do, you know? So I, for Emily, for a long time, I was in this bondage, in this intimidation, in this fear that I didn't accept that I don't need anyone else validation. All I have to do is validate myself, care, love me enough to choose me, you know? So that accept and embrace it all has really been profound in my life, you know? So I live it. I'm not just passionate about it. I like my people that I inspire to know that I live this every day. I choose. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't easy because I believe years I dealt with shame. I dealt with guilt. I dealt with intimidation. I didn't feel that I was courageous enough to speak my truth because of the generational era that I was in, Emily, that what goes on in the house stays in the house. You are a child. So, you know, what we say goes. And not that they, and it was a bondage. It was like, oh my God, but I need to be free. I know that this happened. And I know that I'm affected by what happened. So, you know, so yeah. So yeah, that accept and embrace has really generated my spirit and has really allowed me to live it.
Yeah, I love that because I think a lot of childhood trauma survivors live with that shame and fear and guilt that they caused whatever their trauma is. Right. They deserved whatever that trauma was.
Right.
And carrying that around is like a ball and chain around your ankle.
Right.
But making the choice to cut off the ball and chain and focus on healing yourself and loving yourself. You don't need the acceptance of your mom, your dad, or anybody in your family.
Right.
It's about your acceptance of yourself.
Yes.
And that has been something that I have been working on a lot.
Yes.
Not looking for validation from other people, but validating myself. Not looking for friendship from other people.
Right.
That's nice, but the friendship I have with myself is
right. It's much better.
Much, yes. Much more fulfilling.
Much more.
Much more important.
Yes.
And it will take you further.
Yes.
So.
And it would free up the disappointment.
Yeah.
It would free up the disappointment because, Emily, I found I wrestled with being disappointed because of the expectations wasn't coming, you know, even friends, like you just said. I just lost my my adopted mother, and she's in the book. And my childhood friend wasn't there like I expected her to be, like I would have been for her. You get what I'm saying? So I started questioning, what type of friendship is this? Because, and I know on my, I had to literally go back, like you said, the self-healing. I had to go back into my affirmations and my quotes and read to myself that I had also put down there on one of the affirmations is, don't try to find a me in other people. And this is working on me. Like you were just saying, I had to start working on me and continue to work on me and say, Kim, it's not about anyone else. If you want to be sad for yourself, you be sad for yourself. If you want to encourage yourself, you encourage yourself. You want to congratulate yourself, you congratulate yourself. If you want to be there for yourself, stand up and be there for yourself. You know what I mean? Because you cannot wait and you cannot expect it from other people or it's going to continue to disappoint you. Show up first for you and then let all that comes after. In God's hand, in God's will. You got to set yourself up first because trust and believe me, like you said, Emily, if you don't, I have found that the depression, the anxiety, the, I never turned bitter, but it's just the loneliness, the trauma in your mind will grow, will be mm-hmm. built within. And it's not a life to live. It's not a life that I choose. Like you were saying, I love that word choice. It's not a life that I'm going to choose to live, period. Yeah.
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 So what impact has your past had on who you are today?
Well, I would say, my journey of the rejection, the abandonment, all the broken foundations has really impacted mm-hmm. Me today, and the choice of choosing me today. All those, and I had, and once again, I hate to be repetitive, but once again, I had to accept that they were broken foundations. Mm-hmm. Emily, I had to accept. I couldn't wait for anyone to say to me, you didn't have a normal life. I had to accept that. I had mm-hmm. to say that to myself. What happened to me in the beginning and up until 5 and from 5 up to my introduction to sexuality, intimacy was not normal. And as you were saying, Emily, it was not my fault.
Nope.
I had to accept that. I could not wait, because to this day, Emily, my adopted parent family and my biological family, I can on one hand, I can tell you on one hand who's came to me since my memoir has been released and said, I'm proud of you, mm-hmm. have recognized what has happened. And that is, that would to be to someone else, that would be so devastating. Mm-hmm. But to me, because like you said, Emily, I've been working on validating myself, self-loving myself, finding my self-worth, that I'm at peace with it. Does mm-hmm. it hurt? Yeah. But I'm at peace with knowing that, hey, I can't be responsible for how they accept my truth, mm-hmm. my life, my journey. It was meant for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a very similar experience when my book came out last February.
Really?
Yeah. So in the writing of my book, I was very conscious of being respectful.
Yes, me too.
And it's not so much me telling the story of me. It's not a memoir. It's the lessons that I have learned.
Okay. Yeah.
But just the title alone ruffled feathers.
Mine too.
I can count on one hand.
You can?
So I can count on one hand the people in my family
who
said, Emily, I am so proud of you.
Right. I can too. So you can relate. Like you said, my title had ruffled feathers, but I even said during my editing, I said, if it seemed like I am working in my feelings, edit out. I don't want it to be about my feelings or about bashing anybody. I want it mm-hmm. to be about my life. I want to inspire people of what I went through.
Yeah.
What things has happened to me that's facts and that mm-hmm. I had to live with and deal with and overcome. Mm-hmm. Nothing more, nothing less. So I'm right there with you, Emily. But because, like I was telling you before in the beginning, I'm a 70s baby. I am in the generational era that, how dare you? We're a Black people. How dare you expose our family publicly of what happened to you? Regardless of whether it hurts you or not, that's something within our family. Don't make our family look bad. Don't let our name look bad. What people are gonna say about us when it was about me. So I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that is a Black family thing. I think that is a generational thing. So what drives you forward in your life?
So generational curses being broken.
Amen.
that's one thing. And being courageous. I'm a Leo to the core. My birthday's in August, so I learned to, after 45, celebrate the whole month. And I'm so excited because I take that zodiac sign literally, publishing that book on my truth was one of the courageous moves I've ever made in my life. Now, I had made other courageous moves by getting out of toxic relationship stuff, but I put that on a different level because this was my life, and I put all my pregnancies in there. I put all my marriages that didn't work in there. It was just my whole life. So I am, what I'm, you know, really passionate about is letting people to know that, you know, there's things that I just would not let go of, which was hope and enduring and having faith in God. And that if I could do it, and if I'm here with the misdiagnosis of PTSD being a mild retardation, people had really given up on me to not be able to read or write effectively. I'm a college graduate. I have, like I said, 4 adult children that I have a great relationship with. One minor that's 6 years old, 6 grandkids, and I make everything that was meant to destroy me work out for my good when it comes to them. I'll text my girls, we go out to date, lunch dates and dinner dates, and I'll text them right out the blue and say, hey, beautiful, you rock today. You know, things that I didn't get and I still don't get, I give to them. I'm just so passionate about making sure there's a change. Not with this whole society move, but also starting in my own home life. And I know you can relate with that because I see you shaking your head. You can relate to that. I'm so passionate about change.
So I love that. I want to go back just for a second. You were talking about how you had to accept that the beginning of your life was not normal. And I resonate with that so much. I picture it in my head as like the foundation of a house. So I live in a century house. My house is 101 years old. So when you go down to the basement, on the rare occasion that you go down to the basement to get something out, you can see the foundation. Some parts of it are rock piled on top of each other, and some of it's newer and it's just older cement walls, and there's cracks in it and whatnot. I picture the beginning of my life a lot like the rocks that are piled on top of each other. And they might not be something, it's like this pile of rubble. It might not be something that you want to walk on top of, might not be something that you want to build a house on, but
it was something.
But it's something. And you can pile the rocks up a little neater, make them more secure so that you can move forward and build a fulfilled, empowered life. So the foundation that you were given as a child, as crumbly and as cracked and as horrible as it may be, it's still your foundation. And you can still use it to grow from. You can still use it.
And you're right. And I had to accept and embrace that. But it's my choice. It's my choice to live with, like you were just talking about before. And I love your illustration of a broken foundation and say, oh my gracious, and deal with the resentment and the confusion and the anxiety and the impulsiveness when it comes to you know, the broken foundation of sexuality, because I was only 12 when I was introduced to it. So or I can, like you said, understand that foundation and grow, learn from it, grow and choose to take back that control and say, okay, I know sexuality and intimacy is meant to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. God gave that for us to be beautiful and to enjoy. So mm-hmm. I'm going to invest in myself to get that mm-hmm. inside of me, to understand me, understand my body, and to enjoy it. Yeah, it's all about choices, like you said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that having that foundation is able for giving me the ability to speak about it in truth. And let people know it did not destroy me, though. I had the choice. It did not destroy me. It did not make me give up on relationships or give up on my sexuality to feel I'm in bondage with it. Like you were, yeah.
Yeah. It is a choice. Mm-hmm. Healing is a choice. Choosing to overcome is a choice. Mm-hmm. Making the choice to live and repeat the cycle is a choice.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So at the end of the day, you have the power to choose how you want to live your life and how you want to impact your kids, your grandkids, your great grandkids, because let's be real, right. It's not going to stop with you.
Yes. Right.
Just like it didn't stop with your mom or mm-hmm. your grandma or mm-hmm. anybody else that came before you, it will continue. And yeah, you have the power to change that.
Right. And continue with my, I have the mindset is I always see better. Mm-hmm. What they didn't know, what they did, I always say, and I have a tribute on my page for my adopted mom, but I always see, even as you were talking about, change is better. She mm-hmm. only could do and only could love the best that she could and the best mm-hmm. that she knew. Yeah. Now that I know better, I'm going to do the best. And it goes right on down the line. Like mm-hmm. my oldest daughter, she's done seen places. She's done got a salary before I got the salary at her age. And that's what life is about. You want it to be better, not worse, yeah. but better. Yes.
Know better, do better.
Do better. Yes.
Know better, do better. So what powerful message would you like to leave with our audience to help them on their own healing journey?
Give yourself the greatest gift. Invest in you and choose for you.
Amen. Amen. So if someone wants to get in touch with you, after listening to this episode, how can they do that?
So I'm on Facebook at Kimberly Bell. I'm also on on Instagram, Kimberly Bell. That's B-E-L-L. And my website, you can contact me. That's www.KimberlyAnn.com. And my book is on there. So you can see the picture, you can see the title, so that you could, if you would like to order it off of Amazon or Goodreads, and the downloads of the 8 affirmations that I have listed, they're free. And I go back to look at them because they are just worth the spirit, worth the time to give you some type of inspiration throughout the day. But I can, you know, I'm a speaker. I love to travel, and you can contact me on there, on that website also. And it's just a life-changing thing that I just felt like I had always was very transparent and sharing, when appropriate, of things that I have experienced and things that I would like to inspire. So now I was just able, and God gave me the grace and the mercy to be able to put all my story, my whole memoir in the book. and just to be able to let someone else know, like I said previous, if I could do it and statistic had wrote me off, if I could do it, I am, and I'm still on the move of making change with my family and as we see the world, as we see the world. So I do appreciate you having me on your platform and being able to meet you. Such a very, very nice meet, Miss Emily. We have so many similarities and I thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you for joining me. And if you are listening to this episode and you're looking for the links to get in touch with Kimberly, there is a blog link in the description of this episode. All of her links will be over there on my blog. So you can just click of a button, have all of that information. Yeah, thank you so much for joining me today, Kimberly. It was a pleasure talking with you. And we will talk soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Rise and Shine with Emily C. Before you go, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the podcast so you get notified when new episodes go live every week.